I'm going to turn this over to Sandy.
All right, today we have a special service planned. I love how you guys all sat together. Look at that. Didn't they all sit like all? Yes. Yeah, so, somebody go sit by Mike, quick. All right. Yeah. All right. So today is the culmination of a couple weeks where we have a ministry focus for the church. Kara, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you remember there was a guest speaker? This was years back in the 2000s, whatever. And it was such a good, like, visual that I've always thought about it. And, you know, we're called to be like the salt and the light. And so if you imagine that, like, we all have, like, flashlights in us, right? Do you remember this? Yeah. Who was that that did that? Because I don't want to take any credit for it, but it's just always the visual. Yeah. It was,
Was it Ed Adams?
Yeah, anyway. The thing that stuck with me after all those years is that we're not supposed to just bring our flashlights in here and shine our flashlights on each other, right? That is something that we do get to do. We all get to be together and fellowship, but it's that whole idea of we're supposed to be taking that light that we have out into the world. So the last, I don't know, bunch of years, we do a special focused mission work through our small groups, and it's called Love Works. And so today is like the culmination where we get to share what we did between Easter Sunday and Memorial Day. So I'm going to start off because I've got a pretty big group. Let me bring up everybody that attends Children's Church. Everybody, come on up, Alec. Come on up, everybody. All these children. Come on up. Everybody that attends Children's Church, come on up, Milo. Look at these guys. Let's give a hand to our kids, yeah? So, is this, come on up, Joni. Come on up. Oliver, you can come up too. You've been with us. Come on up. He says, nope, that's okay. That's fine. So, this is our children's ministry, something that can be challenging with children's ministry when we're thinking about missions is we want to think about something that we can do that's safe. Also, these kids don't like have jobs. So if it's money based, it's really difficult. And I remember we all worked together and we thought about it. Everybody had an answer for what we thought we could do this year for Love Works. And we can in a moment. And so I remember Eva Marie was the one that thought of it, right? So we decided to do a recycle project for missions. And if these kids can bring recycles, great. If the church can bring recycles, great. And then next week, no matter what happened, I have right now, my whole SUV is loaded. Sorry, Sean. It's like to the gills with recycles. In fact, Brandon, why don't you go grab that one that came from your family? It's right there. See those recycles? I got some this morning, too. Yeah, Brandon, there you go. Yeah, grab that just to show. No, the bag of recycles. I think Charlotte's just getting her thing. So this all came from you guys. It came from the church. Sam, I think, even had his students from Excelsior bringing cans into his class. So this was a pretty wide thing. You made the announcement last week. And then when we walked into Children's Church today, there were piles of bags brought by you guys. And so what's really cool is that next Sunday when we come into Children's Church, we get to see how much money we raised and we get to determine what mission we would like to send that money to. Yeah? And what did you want to say? Yeah. Not yet, but I bet you can do it after when we are getting ready for the barbecue. I'd love to hear. All right, so this was our recycle project, and we'll be giving all the all of the money, all the proceeds to missions. So why don't you give these kids a big hand for all their service? And then all of you guys go back and sit down, and we'll watch the rest of the presentations. And I get to pick the next one, which I am going to pick Miss Debbie Steinhaus. Come on up, Debbie.
If any of the ladies from the Wednesday night Bible study are here, would you mind joining me? I feel very lonely. This is awesome. Yeah. So the first thing I want to say is thank you, Susanna. And the reason I say that is because when we asked her about going to Hope in the Park, she told us all about it, and she was so enthusiastic that it took the stress level way down. So this is what we did. We collected things for the homeless. We collected socks and underwear, and we collected toiletries. And trying to remember if there's anything else specific. But anyway, just things like that that we were told they had a specific need for this time. But I'll tell you, the stuff that they gave out was amazing. There were men's clothes, men's shoes, women's clothes, women's shoes, a few kids' things. It was great. So I wanted to just kind of synopsis what I experienced there and what we experienced. First of all, it was fun. We got there a little bit nervous, but it was really, really fun. We got there, the guys were cooking, and it smelled really good, and they had clothes all over the tables for us to organize. It was really easy to jump right in and get involved. It was very encouraging to see so many people from church there, and it was encouraging just to see the homeless people that were there and just were really, for the most part, very polite and just very grateful. It was informative to see how this ministry really happens. The food was amazing, and more of it, I think, than you can imagine. So these men that have been heading this up do an awesome job. We were able to serve. We were able to connect with each other. You know, church members where we don't normally necessarily have a lot of time together at church, we got to connect with people that we don't normally spend time with. And also the homeless people. It was just so much easier to start a conversation than you would think. One of the things was I was working at the table with the ladies' clothes, and they just, you know, they'd come up and they're, you know, trying to rummage through stuff, and, you know, you just do the best you can to keep it organized. But then it got kind of fun because then they were like, well, do you have any extra large shirts? And so I was pulling out extra large shirts and showing them off, and, you know, so that was a lot of fun. And then the fellowship was great. We had prayer when we were done. And one of the things that touched me was that several of the homeless people came and joined our prayer circle. Yeah. So it was comfortable, it was casual, it was, you know, easy to talk to people. And I really would encourage people to just come out, even if it's not regularly, and just participate in this ministry. Thank you. I'm turning this over to Fred.
Same thing, right? Just whatever you want to say. Ever since it was scheduled to have the Love Works over at the park feeding the homeless, I was looking forward to it, and it was everything that I expected. There was plenty of us who were there, and it was rich to just watch the congregation that was there serving those people in need, and there was plenty of need, and everybody was there. I'm sure that there were Catholics and whoever was there. They were all first children of God, and we did what we were supposed to do, and it was very enriching for us, for me especially. I hadn't done this in such a long time. We had a ministry way back in the 90s. But this sparked a fire back in, and I said, "Ooh, this is something that that they enjoy, we enjoy, and it's called by God."
We participated with the women's Bible study. We were the Sunday Bible study group, so we were participating with them. So the Sunday Bible study also was included in the ministry.
Yes, it was a great time. It was a very great time.
Good job. So one of the things we did during Bible study for Love Works is we went on prayer walks, and we have rules for that. So when we just kind of go around the street here, and then when somebody says stop, we all have to stop and pray. And it's just a really good way to, like, just focus on God and, you know, do all that stuff. So
one time on a prayer walk, we passed this, like, dirt field that had a bunch of trash in it. So we all got trash bags and gloves, and we all went to go pick up the trash. And it actually looks way better now. So, yay.
Every time after we would do the prayer walks, and every time we had, like, after we would do the prayer walks and pick up trash, we would come back to the church and write in our journals and write what we did. So, yeah. It was nice. And the little kids could draw photos, so.
Good morning. Vets assemble, please. All you who have served, and stand up.
Vets assemble. Come on, Fred. Alec, come on.
We know who you are. It's been my privilege over the past few years to lead this wonderful group of military people. In point of fact, anyone who's spent any time at all in uniform has a story. One of the things that we do is the Martin Luther King High School in Riverside has what they call King's High Remembers. And what they do is their junior class interviews the vets. And point of fact, if you want to know history, you need to get it from people who actually been through it. And I can't think of a better way to do that. The program was started 25 years ago, and now it's gone nationwide. But it's our privilege to participate in that. One of the other things that we do is we have a relationship with the Barstow Home. where the true heroes are actually warehoused. There's a lot of service-related organizations that do wonderful work, but no one knows about them because they don't advertise. They're focused on helping people. And we had the privilege of honoring a family of a fallen by going out to 29 Palms. Unfortunately, it took 3 trips in order to make the connection, but it was well worth it. And the family was very appreciative of the honor that they received. And that was our hopes works.
Hello. I'm here to represent Family Fellowship Night, which is on Wednesday nights. So anyone that comes to Family Fellowship, even if you've been once, you should come up here. That means lots of kids. I am going to talk about what Family Fellowship is because it's kind of newish too, like Hope in the Park. So Family Fellowship meets on Wednesdays, and this is, and Lincoln should be here too. Can we bring Lincoln out? Just joking. Family Fellowship meets on Wednesdays at 6:15. Debbie nailed it when she said, on Sunday mornings, kind of it's a whirlwind, and I don't even see some people because I'm usually back in childcare. So Family Fellowship started in August, I think. And so we started, and we all meet together, and it's kind of different every week. Sometimes it's 30 minutes of fellowship, which is kind of a lot to catch up with people. It's great. And then it's 20 minutes of Bible study and youth and children's and adults. And then we all come back together and pray together. And that's one of my favorite parts of the evening is that all of us, including the little kids, all get in a circle and we pray for the person to the left or the right, but it's just in a circle. And it's just really awesome to be a part of that. So our Love Works was to bless our church and make it great for people to come in. And so we did some cleaning. Kids washed walls. We ordered like 100 and something magic erasers. And for today, for our fellowship hall, We cleaned the floors. These are action shots of our fellowship hall. And we just want to make sure that we're taking care of God's house because he's just provided for us. So there's Grace up there. I know she was mopping in heels. So just Grace. But we all pitched in to do that. And it was really cool because I don't know that anyone even grumbled. They were just like, yeah, let's clean the church. So this was our way to serve our world when people come in. And today when we have lunch together in there. Yeah, that's it.
Are you going to stay here with me or what? Okay, that's fine. All right, my name is James. I do the welcome here at New Hope. And I do the welcome, and that's it. No. I'm also the CR ministry leader. Can I have all the CR people come up, please? Can we have CR come up here, please? Everybody who does CR? Yes, this is our group. I love this group. So for our... let's go, Andrew! See, we're the lively group, too. We love that. So celebrate recoveries on Monday nights. And for our Love Works project, we actually did a collab with a couple of different ministries, which is the Hope at the Park and also the Spanish-speaking ministry as well. So what we decided to do this year was we were going to have a bake sale, the last bake sale that we had last week. So we got all the donations for that, and we raised about $300 for donations that we are going to donate to Recovery Center of our choosing that we're going to have here. We're going to be donating those proceeds to a recovery center that we're choosing to. So I'm pretty sure it's St. John of God's. So that's what we did. We baked. We had people doing baking, and we had people setting up. I don't know if our pictures are. Oh, there they go. Yeah. So we had all that, and this is our CR group. So that was what we did for our Love Works project. All righty. Thank you, guys.
All right. I don't want to miss anything. Was there any other small group that did something that maybe was under the radar? We want to just acknowledge it. We don't care if you got pictures or not. But all right. So, yes. Yes, Darlene. Oh, wait. We have to make sure we can hear it. So I'll bring it to you.
Yeah, I do. This is for our veterans. So yesterday at the Stater Brothers on Apple Valley Road and Bear Valley, our American Legion, with Judy and I are part of, and Marlon and Jenny came, and then who else? Oh, Ken said he was there also. He saw us there. And so we get money because we also do Barster Home. We're going to do Christmas in July for them. And so we raise money with our poppies. Where are our poppies? Do you have a... Oh, okay. You can see the poppy on John there. So anyway, but we stand there from 8 o'clock in the morning until almost 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And we don't have the totals yet, but they are very generous. So that money will all go for our veterans and for our Barstow home as well. So we did that yesterday. Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. I know my Sunday small group, we were a little late getting started, but we're still going to be making some donations to Moses House. This really is just something to kind of snap us out of like just looking at our groups and our church and our community, and to get us to look at kingdom work that needs to get done. And so we just encourage you. What I loved, you guys, is that all of those small groups look different. There's some people come into multiple small groups. Please, you are invited. You are invited to participate at any time that's convenient. We've got people meeting here Wednesday nights at 6:30, any age. We've got people meeting here Sundays, any age, 8:45. And then, of course, church service as well. So we just encourage you guys to get connected so that, you know, you're empowered to go out and do this, because it's such a blessing to do. All right. Thanks, you guys, for our Love Works. Let's give them a big hand. And
for us, and then I'm going to bring up Grace to you next time, because we're actually going to sing this song.
Go on out. Let's go ahead and we're going to pray one more time. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for what a privilege it is to work with one another in our church family and to have your power and your good ideas and all your good works flowing through us. Father, we understand that our own good works on their own are nothing but filthy rags, but when you do good work, it is a true good work. We love you, and we just pray that you continue to do that in our church and in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.